Omnes gentes plaudite manibus. That is the introit, that is the antiphon for the secret also. All you peoples, clap your hands. Of course, we don't do that usually here, but that's what the Bible says. We have to obey Him. Christ says it, let's do it. But not here. Go to the cathedral if you wish. But anyway, what a wonderful thing, because what it is talking about is the fact that we need to rejoice. Rejoice in the gift of salvation which Christ has given to us. And of course, there are many reasons for which we should rejoice. He has come to us. He has given us His most precious blood. And this is the last Sunday of July. So it is a Sunday that is very special for the great devotion that the church has from the very beginning for the shedding of the blood of Christ. And of course, we honor and we worship the blood of Christ. We receive the blood of Christ when we receive Holy Communion, along with the body. Body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. So indeed, omnes gentes plaudite manibus. What a wonderful thing that God has given to us. In the meantime, we have two other messages here in the scriptures, which are very apropos. Now, St. Paul, in his epistle to the Romans, and of course, sometimes I really love St. Paul's, sometimes I don't like him so much, but in this reading, I like him a lot, because it's very, very apropos to this that we live. Now, you know, we pray all over the place for the justice of God that is to come. And we see why we have to have this justice. St. Paul tells us, because you have yielded your members to serve uncleanness and iniquity unto iniquity. Boy, some people are really lively today, and I'm going to clap their face. Anyway, yeah, you don't, just because you're traditional doesn't mean you have to have a sourpuss face. We need to be happy. We need to be happier than anybody else because we have the truth, the faith, the fullness of the faith in the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. And sometimes that is has a negative part to it, sometimes a positive part. So St. Paul tells us and tells them, but he's telling us too. And this brings to mind, you know, somebody yesterday took me to a very expensive restaurant. And so help me God in heaven. Most of the women, not the men were not so bad. They're bad enough. But most of the women were more than half naked. Now what kind of nonsense is that? Where does this come from? This does not come from God. This does not come from the Holy Spirit. This does not come from the Blessed Virgin Mary, who shows us modesty in every which way. It does not come from St. Joachim or St. Anne, whom we celebrate on this weekend in different martyrologies. And every so often, this has to be repeated. And I have to repeat it. It's my duty as your priest. Men, of course, have to be modest. And that's another question that I will not go into here. But you know what I'm talking about. But women, I mean, here was a very expensive, exclusive restaurant that I will never visit again, by the way. And it was incredible. Either some people forgot their tops or some people forgot their bottoms. But it was incredible. I always say, well, did that woman forget to put on her skirt or her pants? Give me a break. What are they trying to do? And of course, you and I know what it is. And they're following the evil culture. Now, if we're praying to God to deliver us from the final punishment that is coming to us, and St. Paul reminds us of us, then how can we have that? And of course, mothers need to show your daughters how to dress. Your body belongs exclusively to your husband, privately, not to everybody else. Well, somebody's a little excited too. A good slap on the behind never hurt anybody. You know, parents, you have to teach your children. We love our little noisemakers, but sometimes they make too much noise. Anyway, especially since my voice is not totally back yet, it's better. It's getting better. But I could not help but mention this in regards to this first reading of St. Paul to the Romans. And then, of course, we have the Gospel. And the Gospel which speaks to us about the reality of the Church, the reality of us Catholics. You know, some people think, well, because I wear this and I wear that, and modesty is important, very important, but then I can do whatever I want to, and I can look down on others. I can be proud, and in private, I can be dishonest, whatever it is. And of course, the Gospel, he speaks about them. Beware of the false prophets who come to you in the clothing of sheep. Even some of them wear nice Roman vestments, which I'm not included in that, I can assure you. They wear the clothing of sheep, but inside they're like ravening wolves ready to eat the sheep. And we've seen this and we see it. And so our Lord says, do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Now in the last month, a lot of people have been bringing me figs, which I love. And I know they did not come from thistles. And that is one of the hardest words in the English language. Say it a few times. Thistles, thistles, thistles. But he continues. Every good tree produces good fruit. You do not go to the fig tree and get thistles there. You do not go and get poisonous fruit. And there are trees that have poisonous fruit, and they're beautiful. And some flowers that are so beautiful, and they too are poisonous if you were to eat them. You know, Father Deacon Tanka, when I first wanted to have the oleanders all around the church. One, because they're very sturdy. Two, because they bloom all the time. I want flowers. I want beauty. Beauty is a reflection of God. And he says, you know, they're very poisonous. The children will eat them. I said, well, they have parents. What are they for? Parents are supposed to teach their children. Do not eat that. For some children will go right straight for it. Well, if they get sick to their stomach, then they deserve to be sick to their stomach. That's it, you know. A good slap in the behind never hurt anybody. And so, we have good trees and bad trees, and some of them are very beautiful. Some of the good ones are very beautiful. Some of the fruits that are wonderful, the nuts that are wonderful, like the chestnut, they come in a container that looks like a grenade. You know. So you do not judge a fruit by its external appearance, but by its reality. And the same thing with us. You do not judge priests or bishops or even the Pope by the external realities. And I'm still waiting for the red shoes. So pray for him. He's surrounded by evil people. I'm so happy I'm no longer there. I could have been there and my life would have been miserable. I'm here instead. And all I have to deal with is a bunch of noisy noisemakers. But we need to pray for our Pope. We need to pray for our bishops and for our priests and for our religious. And the external, yes, some beautiful habits and cassocks and this and that and the other. But that needs to be congruous with the inside. And that goes for you too. You need to be holy. You need to be modest. You need to be humble. It doesn't matter if you wear a mink coat or a stole, or if your skirt goes all the way down to your toes. If your inside is putrid and rotten, the inside has to be congruous. It has to match the outside. And the outside has to be holy and modest, and if possible, beautiful, but not in order to seduce anyone, but in order to give glory and honor to God. So today, as we meditate on these mysteries, and I could speak here for several hours, but my voice will run out for sure. But we need to think about these realities. And then don't ever say that I never told you. Both men and women need to be modest, need to be holy. And you need to teach your children modesty and holiness. And look up to the Blessed Mother and to the saints who would not do such a thing. And so today, as we give thanks to God for the wonders that He gives us, as we applaudite manibus vostris, Christianis omnes, clap your hands, all Christians, all Catholics, and it's synonymous. You cannot have one without the other. We need to be happy because we are following Christ fully. We are following Christ inside and outside. And we're teaching and showing to others the wondrous gifts that God has given to us, which are principally spiritual. He has saved us by His most precious blood. He nourishes us with the sacraments, with the scriptures, and most especially with the most holy sacrament of the altar, the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Do not say you never heard it. You've heard it here. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.